So of all the topics to investigate, why did you all look at Michigan bridges?
It had been a long time since the state had raised the gas tax, went back to the 90s and Governor Engler. And during that time, the roads have just fallen into an incredible state of disrepair. But not just the roads. I mean, we have an issue with our bridges as well, and we wanted to look at that.
If we were to look at the financial needs of Michigan's bridges, how much would it cost, according to your research?
The state has a board that looks at what is the condition of all the bridges and the roads and other things, and they estimate that to solve the state's bridge problem would cost as much as $1 billion.
Okay, and I understand that the Michigan Department of Transportation has a scorecard for bridges. What does that show?
They rate each section of the bridge on a 0 to 9 scale. So, you know, if it's in great condition, it's a 9. If it's in a serious condition or structural elements that are in danger of deteriorating, that can get a 3. And so you get to the overall score looking at the three main parts of the bridge. And what we have in Michigan is 10% of Michigan's 11,000 bridges are considered poor to failing.
So why is Michigan's ranking so low, and why aren't the bridges being repaired or replaced?
Well, the state for the longest time has, you know, had trouble with its budget, and it's not been able to keep up maintaining it. That's why we keep talking about the roads. We just have not raised the tax rate on the gas tax that goes towards contributing roads, and that same money would go towards bridges.
All right, Mike Wilkinson from Bridge Magazine, thank you very much for speaking with us about the condition of Michigan bridges.
I appreciate you having us on.